getting out and talking about the importance of our trade with our trading partners. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Over the course of the last couple of weeks, I have definitely been traveling the Midwest, having opportunity to visit with producers, ag leaders, congressional leaders, secretaries, you name it. We've been talking a lot about trade, even caught up with Evan Burnt. He's the Ag Trade Commissioner with the Government of Canada.
Yeah, so this time of year, I love it because I get out to all the rural conferences that are going on. I was actually in Mankato last night for the Green Seam Rural Forum. I'm here today in St. Cloud for the Cattlemen Convention, and Canada always comes up. There's a lot of interest in trade and everything that's going on now, so it's a lot of fun to connect with everyone.
How is trade going on right now between Canada and the U.S. and even with some of the other trading countries?
So trade is flowing. I mean, we're lucky that we've kind of agreed that under USMCA we're going to allow everything to flow back and forth tariff-free, except for a couple of items like autos and steel and aluminum. But overall, it speaks to the importance of USMCA, and as we head into next summer with the review period coming up, that's part of what we're doing, is just talking to everyone, reiterating the importance, and we're seeing the ag sector coming out and a lot of support for USMCA.
Yeah, that's what it takes, a little bit of groundwork before.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, just a few weeks ago, actually the first week of November, you had some trade mission trips up into Canada, and that was led by our South Dakota trade mission team. How did that all go?
Yeah, so that was, we heard great things. South Dakota made it up to Canada. They did their first trade mission, and as South Dakota Trade, their first trade mission to Canada. And we've worked with them. The consulate has been in partnership, helping them connect with the provinces and different groups and companies up there. They told us that it went really well, and they've made some good connections, and they're even thinking about going back again sometime soon.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.